Okay, we're holding in Maseches Abos Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah says, Yehoshua ben Prachya v'nitai harvei kiblu mehem. So here we have again, Zuga is two Tanoim, Yehoshua ben Prachya and nitai harvei. And the Mishnah says, kiblu mehem. Well, yesterday we made grace of diukim in the Lashon of kiblu mehem. But today, here we don't have this diuk because the Maisa, there were two Tanoim in the last Mishnah. You had Yosi ben Yochanan and you had Yosi ben Yehezer. So we had already two Tanaim. So these two Tanaim, Yeshua ben Prachya, ben Nitai Arbeli, Kiblu Mehem, they were both Makabel from the last two Tanaim. So now let's see what they taught. So Yeshua ben Prachya, Omer, Aseh lecho rav, Uknei lecho chover, Vavidon is kalodim lekafsos. This is a big one. This is a big one. It says over in the Mishnah, Aseh lecho rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. Uknei lecho chover, purchase for yourself a friend. And also the person should judge his friend and what? And be machmir the kaf schus. He should be what? He should always look at it in a more positive way. That's what it says over in the Mishnah. I don't know right now what exactly the connection is between these three. We're going to have to try to work it out. But Lamaisa, we said that what there really was, there are really two Tanoim that were makabah from the last two Tanoim. So what is the next Tanoh? He says, Nita Arbeli Aymer. Harchek mishachin ra, stay far away from a bad shachin, evil shachin. Val tischaber l'rasha, do not be mischaber yourself to a rasha. Val tisyayish mina peronis. And a person should not give up hope from peronis. Doesn't mean give up hope from peronis. Says the Rav, shalei teimer rasha zeh maisav matzlichin. A person shouldn't say, hey, look at that rasha. Everything's great for him. What should I do? Maybe I should what? I should get together with him. Look, everything's great for him. Don't give up hope the Peronis is not going to be around. His time will come. Okay, what's going on here? What, there are six dinim that the Mishnah just taught us. Those were three on the positive side. And then we have three, what? The person shouldn't think that Peronis is not going to come when it's necessary for it to come. What do these things have to do with shaychas with each other? Are they connected? Are they not connected? We got a lot of work. So let's get to work. So when it comes to what? When it comes to the musik of Aseh Lecha Rav. So probably we can make the joke that what Aseh Lecha Rav, make yourself a Rav, not Rabbeim. Because the Maisa, when a person picks many Rabbonim, he picks, starts the Zuch for Heters. That's the milah that the said that will start up the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says that what? Aseh lecha rav, pick one rav. Don't start what? Picking and choosing all different rabbis. But let's get really down into it. Aseh. What does it mean, aseh? Aseh means to make. How do you make a Rebbe? How do you make a Rebbe? Like you take, this is like the maral. We're making, hopefully we'll get to a maral today. We're making a goylom, we make a Rebbe. How do you make a Rebbe? It's actually very interesting. One of the most important pshatim that I ever saw is the following pshat that's brought down from the what the Rav brings down the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam for a moment. The Rav says, "In Aseh Lecha Rav, Rambam perish, afal pi she'ein eroi liyos lecha l'rav. Even if the person is not befitting to be a Rebbe for you, Aseh oisoi Rav alecha, make him a Rebbe for you. But loytilmad bein chal ben atzmacha, don't learn what, don't learn on your own. Wow. So we hear what the Rambam says. The what? Make a person into your Rebbe, even if what? Even if he's not roi to be a Rav. Now, I looked actually at the Rambam inside. The Rambam says, even if he's less than you, even if a person is lower than you, you should make him into your Rav. One second. We haven't coming up. Maybe become friends. There's a musig over here that a person can take upon himself. Somebody, even that somebody else is lav dafka. The biggest tzaddik, the biggest talmid chacham, even if that person is less than them, or what happens when you're Reb Chaim Kanievsky or somebody in that stature, and you have to have somebody that what you can call a rebbe, somebody you can call and ask, yishel etza, yeah? How do you aseh lecha rav? Wow, Zaki Masko, shalom aleichem. How do you make yourself aseh lecha rav? So the word is that what you can go enumerate somebody else, and you actually infuse in them a power. That means somebody who's not as good as you, somebody's even less than you, you can make him what? You can make him your Rebbe. Ah, he's not as good as you? Aha. Aseh lecha rav. You can make him into your Rebbe. I remember a story that Mrs. Klein Kaplan's father said, Avram Gurwitz, her father, he said over in Kehillah one time that when he was by, when he learned by Reb Shach, so one time he went after after many years later, when he was already a Ram in Yeshiva and they had some shaylos in Yeshiva what to do. So a couple of the Rabbanim got together and they went to go visit Rav Shach. So they were waiting in this room and there was somebody in the room that was like learning, going up and down a ladder, taking Svarim from the shelves. And Lamaisa, they're like, okay, well, you know, time has come. Where's Rav Shach? It's 15 minutes, 20 minutes. They were late, you know, they were running out of time. Like, when's Rav Shach going to come? Next thing they know, they're what? He overhears them. He's like, yes, how can I help you? And they're like, and Rav Guru had said, he learned Rav Shach in Shir. He's like, he didn't recognize him. When Rav Shach became what? The Gadol Hador, and people infused him as the Mayetz Gedele HaTorah, as the Rabbi Rashi, that he was the Gadol Hador. So Lamaisa, he changed. Asay Lecha Rav, now there you have an Odom Gadol, but Lamaisa, he changed. You can mix somebody into a Rav, you can infuse them with a certain Kayach. So that's what the Rambam Shita is in Asay Lecha Rav. Now, very, very important. Lamaisa, we're talking right now about making somebody else into your Rav. I'd like to say over what something that Rabbi Brazil, who has a yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, very, very chashev yid, but Lamaisa, he has a sefer called Bishvili Nivra Olam. He has a lot of ma'amorim and what, and the musag of Bishvili Nivra Olam. The world was created for me. It means each and every person has to remember about himself that what, that he's a chashev yid, and that he has chashev koiches. And he shouldn't just say, you know, oh, I'm going to say, he goes on to say, oh, I shouldn't just say Lashon Hara, because that guy said Lashon Hara. Or I shouldn't just say, actually, that's also the Sichus Musa's part. I shouldn't just say Lashon Hara, because that guy said, and he's not getting punished, a big deal, and the mice will all go, to, we'll all get punished one day. Asay lecha rab, asay lecha, mach vazich a rab. Make for yourself into a rebbe. Make yourself more choshev. Realize who you can be. Make yourself into a rab, and adam gadol ad ma'oy. And he brings over there a Lashon of a pasuk. He says, the what? Rav oid Yosef b'ni Chai. That's what Yaakov Avinu said when he saw that the chariots came, and he saw that Yosef was still holding by Torah, because he knew from the Egla Arufa, he sent him the chariots, which is the Agolas, and he saw that what? Rav oid Yosef b'ni Chai. He says, my son is still alive. You know why he's still alive? Because of Rav. Rav oid Yosef b'ni Chai. My son became a Rav. My son made himself strong. Even though he went down to Mitzrayim, and he was the Eshter, what? Lababach down in Mitzrayim, and he was down there all by himself. Rav. He was a rab. He made himself grace. And when a person makes himself big, he can handle anything. So the first musa that we're learning tonight is a selach rab. On one nakuda, we learned it as what? You can take somebody who you think may, this is so interesting, and listen to the lashon, who you think may not be as great as you or may not have the same koiches as you, and you can what? Infuse in him rabonis. You can infuse in him and make him into a rab. You can make him what? Great. You have that kaya. So again, somebody who may not be there, who you even know is not there. Let's say it's Emes Lamitei that is not as good as you. But if you infuse in him, you can make him great. Not only that, we also just learned that what a person can make himself even greater. Even if a person doesn't have a certain amount of greatness, even if a person's not that great, Asay Lecha Rav, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is to make yourself great. Now, I would like to get a little bit biter deep into this Musag of Asay Lecha Rav. Where do I want to go with this? We'll tell you like this. There's a Mishnah later on. I'm going to be medallic for a second. There's a Mishnah over here on Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezai. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Hayo Oimer, Asay Lecha Rav, sounds familiar. Asay Lecha Rav, V'Yistalek Min HaSafek. And then you will remove yourself from space. This is a very important Musaq. What does it mean? And then you remove yourself from space. So we always have shilas. We always have what? Different diunim. We just mentioned a minute ago. I'm not sure if my friend or this rav can be, is better than me. How can I make him into my rav? No. Asay lecha rav yistalek min hasafek. Why? Because somebody else, when he looks at something, will have an outside look on things. Ve'ein adam dan b'nigei atzmoy. The Gemara says that what? That a kohen who knows that he has a nega on his hand and he sees the nega and he says, oh, that must be tzaras. You're not allowed to paskin. Why can't the kohen paskin on himself? He ain odom roye nigei atzma. A person does not see his own faults. A person needs to have somebody else guide him. A person needs somebody else to tell him what is good by him and what's maybe not so good by him. That's my wife is doing an excellent job, is by the first part. A person needs somebody to tell them what is not good by them. You need to be told what you need to work on. That is what. That is the musag of Asay Lecha Rav, Yistalek Min HaSafek. Now, so important, because we already did this a little bit once, but we're going to try to do this a little in a different fashion, with a different, I want to say it like this, you ready? We discussed Yeshua Ben Nun. That Yeshua Ben Nun was the one who was picked by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, go, Yeshua, and fight against them. fight against Amalek, and we ask Yeshua and Amalek, what's Pshat? So we said that what? We said that Amalek is the Musuk of what? Of Gavus, of Gaiva. And what did they want to do? Everybody else was scared. The whole world was scared. And Amalek decided, hey, we could fight. We have no problem. So who was Yeshua? Yeshua was an Anov. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anov. So we said the word that Anivos can fight the Gaiva. And that's excellent because the Maisa, Amalek, is the same gematria as the word Ram. Ram needs to elevate yourself. So what happened? Amalek decided to what? To elevate themselves. They thought that they were what? Racious Goyim Amalek. They thought they were on the top. So we needed the Musuk of a person who had Anivos of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. And since Yeshua took over for what? For Moshe Rabbeinu and Anivos of Torah Shabbat. We said that what? Yeshua was able to be Zeichet to fight it against Amalek. That's Be'etzem, an excellent Torah. And Lamaisa, I found it today by the what's word. My Rebbe Melech says as a Torah. But Lamaisa, let's go a little bit further. What else can we say over here? Another gematria for the word Amalek is Safek. Aselecha Rav Vistalek Minasel. What is going on over here? Every time that there was a hot shower, a hot bath, what did Amalek do? They came, they jumped into the bath, and they made the bath cold. They always turned something that seemed to be, what, hot and real, and they what? They cooled it down. That's not such a raya. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. No. That's what they did. They made everything what? They made everything colder. They made everything not as real. That's called what? Creating suffix, sveikas and emunah. Aselech harav, what does a rav do? A rav will take you away from that suffix and emunah. A rav will help you what? Guide you. That even though that you have things that are going on by you that you're not sure about, what will happen? An apple a day will keep the doctor away. And a rav will what? A rav will help you out of suffix. That's what a rav does. He takes you out of the suffix. Who would be the best person to fight this Muhammad against Amalek? Amalek is the one who's coming in and saying that what? Suffix, 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 suffix in Amunah, suffix in Amunah. And the Mishnah says, Aselech harav v'istalek min ha-suffix. Who is the person that knows from Aselech harav? Yes, Yeshua. Yeshua ben Nun. Lo yomish mitoich ha-oyel. Yeshua was the one who Aselech harav. He made Moshe Rabbeinu into his Rebbe and he did not move from there. He is the quintessential Talmud. A Talmud Chacham. What's a Talmud Chacham? So Lamaisa, it says in what? It says, the Saba Mikelm explains that why do we call a Talmud Chacham a Talmud Chacham? Because he's always searching for learning, searching more and searching more. Yeshua was a Talmud, even though that what he was Roy Yisrael. And Yeshua was Vaiter a Talmud and Vaiter a Talmud. That's what we say that what? We say that what? Chanrech Lenar al Pita Koy Gam Kiyaski Loyosu Mimeni. What's going to be by a Talmud? As somebody who's what? Who's learning when he's younger? If a person realizes when he's young that he can learn and he can have a Rebbe, I can learn from my Rebbe. But when you get older, you'll also be able to what? You also won't lose that. Meaning what? You'll also be able to learn. A person always has to be in a state of learning. By Yiddishkeit, we always have more to learn. There's more understanding. Rechava min hayam. So a person has to be a Talmud. So that's the Musuk of Yeshua. He was a Selech HaRav. He was the Mamish, the first one that was Mamish a Talmud. So he was a Selech HaRav. He made Moshe Rabbeinu into Rav. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, you're the one who should go fight Amalek. Sevi lochem against Amalek. Why? Because you are the one of who's the Indian of Rav. And Rav is Istalek Minasa. That's the Musuk of what? Who Yeshua was. And again, why it says that what? The Yeshua was sent as the fighter, as the leader in the Muhammad against Amalek. What's so interesting is that when Yeshua goes to fight, you know where Moshe Rabbeinu goes? Moshe Rabbeinu goes all over Har. He goes onto the Har. And it says in Chazal, you know what Har that was? That was Har Sina. And here it comes, gentlemen. Lamaisa, we said that what Moshe Kibbutz Teremisena, Moshe Yeshua, Yeshua this Canaan. What we're seeing over here is that what this is the continuation of the Mishnah, that what the Torah came from Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Sinai, Umasra LeYeshua, and therefore Yeshua was Zeichet to fight Amalek. Why? Because Yeshua was the one who was what? Who was connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was connected to Har Sinai, and that's why Yeshua was picked as Aselech HaRav. Because Yeshua was the one who had to fight Amalek, because he was the one who was the ultimate of all Talmud. That's what we're seeing from the Musag of Aselech HaRav. Okay. Lamaisa. Really, this whole Musag of Aselech HaRav is because sometimes we have sveikas, we don't know what's right, what's wrong. Sometimes we have things that go into our head, we have these, you know, thoughts, and we're always thinking. Sometimes we overthink. And Lamaisa, we need somebody else to be there for us. That's really what it comes down to, Aselech HaRav. Lamaisa, David HaMelech, when David HaMelech did the Maisa with Bathsheba, so David HaMelech was he knew that something wasn't 100%, but he had to root him. Maybe he was married by Malchus, and therefore he deserved to die, and Lamaisa he had given a get already. It's a very, very difficult parish on the Torah, but I don't want to get into it. But Lamaisa, David HaMelech had Cheshbonis. Nosan Anovi came to David HaMelech and said to David HaMelech, He asked Dovid HaMelech a couple of Shabbos. He's like, what would happen in certain situation? What would happen in this situation? What would happen like this? And Dovid HaMelech started paskin. After Dovid HaMelech paskin, Nasan and Nabi said to him, you know, that case that you paskin, well, that's you, Dovid. That's what you do. So Dovid HaMelech was in a state of suffering. He didn't know how bad it was. He knew that there was something wrong, but he didn't know how bad it was. Nasan and Nabi basically told him that what? He said, you have to know that what you did was wrong. And how did he know? How did he teach him? And this is the most unbelievable sugya. You know how he taught him? He first put onto his platter, he said, here are some shilas. What are you paskin in these shilas? Ah, you paskin like that? Great. If you paskin like that, let me ask you questions. Your name Dovid HaMelech? Yeah, your name Dovid HaMelech. So tell me. These shilas are gonna get to you, yeah? What did he show him? He first showed him the thing. Let's continue in the mission. The Mishnah says like this, that first I say lechara, and then what? Then uknei lechachaber, and then it says, v'habidon es kol ha'odom lekafsos. Person has to dan his friend lekafsos. What's this musug of dan? What's the musug of danning lekafsos? Okay, so first of all, we have to discuss danim es kol ha'odom, the famous Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, and all the G'dayli Achrenim explain, dan es kol ha'odom lekafsos means that a person has to take into the global spectrum of who a person is, meaning a person may come from a certain background. A person may have certain financial strains. A person may have certain midas that he was born with or a certain place that he was born with. And a person may have certain siblings. A person has to realize that there's a lot behind the person. Sometimes there's a lot of boys in the house. There's a lot behind the person. Each person has to be what? Donned in their way. And you can't what? You can't don every person the same. So you have to don as kol ha'odom lekafsos. That's one of the musagim. But I really want to get a little bit further into this musag of donning. Let's go a little bit like this. Lamaisa, don't we realize that what? That every person has an ability to do tshuva? And a person, what? A person has the ability to flip things around. So how can you down anybody at any point anyway? Question number one. Question number two. If you down them like this, who is to say that you're not going to create a certain what? A certain stigma on this person? Maybe in Shemaim it creates such a need. Maybe we'll see that soon also. Another thing that we have to realize is that now that you downed him like that, who is to say that it's not going to boomerang back to you? Who is to say it's not going to boomerang back to you? So let's go like this. There's a famous parasha in the Torah, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik tells the brothers that what? Ani Yosef. Zokta hita gegemara. Amar tana bardula. What does he say? Oy lanu miyem adin. Oy lanu miyem atechech. Oy vavoy. Oy lanu miyem adin. What does that mean? Oy lanu miyem adin means it's going to be a day that you're going to be judged. It's going to be a day when the din is going to come. Oy lanu miyem atechacha. Oy to him the day that what? That techacha is going to come. That what? That they're going to show him that what he did was wrong. Now there's a little bit of a problem with this what? With this line. Oy lanu miyem adin. Oy lanu miyem atechacha. Wait a second. It should really be what? Oy lanu miyem atechacha. Oy lanu miyem adin. First we what? First, we chastise the person, and we try to scrutinize what he did. And then what do we do afterwards? Then we what? Then we give a psak. First, we have to go through the ganze sugya, and then we give a psak din. What do you mean, first the din, and then the techacha? The techacha should come what? Should come first. The din should come second. Well, what's going on by Yosef HaTzadik? Well, what is that memor of Chazal? Okay. What was Yehuda's time in Parshas Vayigash? Yehuda came to Yosef HaTzadik and he told him, listen, I know that you found the Gabbah by Binyamin. Okay. Lemaisa, I promised really my father that I'm taking responsibility. So therefore, listen, you want to take somebody, you can take somebody, take me, but you can't take the kid. Why can't you take the kid? Because Binyamin, I promised my father. My father said, what? You're right, you're going to Shailah, I'm going to be done. I'm done. I lost my wife. I lost my Yosef. Now I'm going to lose my Binyamin. I can't handle it. That was Yehuda's taina. What does Yosef HaTzadik say back to him? Oh, yeah. That's what you want to taina. You want to taina that what? I can't do such a thing? So let me ask you questions as Yosef. Ani Yosef. Meaning what? Meaning you're taining this whole taina about what? About Binyamin being lost to Yaakov and Yaakov won't be able to handle it. So Ani Yosef. I'm Yosef. You know the guy that you sold? You know my father probably wasn't able to handle the last one all these years that I've been gone? Sani Yosef, Hoy Rabbi Chai, is my father still alive? Meaning he's answering their taina. Their taina was the what? No, no, you can't do this. So what did he say back to them? No, 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 oh, yeah, but you did it already. Meaning you did this. You were the one who judged such a judgment. And therefore, if you judge such a judgment, so then what Yosef is telling them is that I'm showing you the judgment. You already judged that din. If that's what you judged, that's the teichacha that you're going to get. You brothers judged that I should be sold. Then you brothers disregarded your father. So you know what I'm going to throw right back at you? You brothers should know that what? That if this is what you're telling about what? About Binyamin? I'm going to throw it back at you. You already did this judgment. And if you done like this, oy vavoy, oy lonu b'yamadin. You guys already paskin like that. Oy lonu b'yamadin. Really, when a person what judges as somebody else, what happens is teichacha first. First, you what? You deal with him and you try to figure out what's going on. You chastise him and then you give him the punishment. Over here, what does Chazal say? Chazal say, no. First comes din. First comes the what? First comes when you pass. Having done es kol ha'odom lekaf schus, don't you go judging somebody else. Because if you're going to go judging somebody else, you know what's going to happen? Oy vavoy. If you judge somebody else, that judgment may what? That judgment, as we'll see in a minute, may actually come right back to you. And that's going to be the ultimate of all teichachas. Oy lanim yom adin. If you judged, you're going to end up with that teichacha. Watch this vayta, what we see from Chazal in this musag of oy lanim yom adin. Oy lanim yom teichacha. Let's go vayta to another Mishnah, Maseches Ovos in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Listen to this. And the Medrash Shmuel over there, one of the famous Pirushim on what? On Ovos, says the following. Let's see first the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a famous, famous Mishnah, right? Somebody, some of us know who can sing this really well. I want to be medayik in the last part. Everybody knows the Mishnah. We're not going to get so much into it. Just want to get into the last part. Who in the future are going to be what? Are you going to be having to give? Litein din v'cheshben. Who are you going to have to give judgment and cheshben and what? And reconciliation of the things that you did. Now, let's look at the Taisis, the Taisis Yontif over here. Din v'cheshben. So the Taisis Yontif says, very interesting that what? That din v'cheshben is not exactly what? Not exactly in a gay over here, because the Maisa, din v'cheshben is really what? Is really out of order. Din means the judgment. Judgment usually comes at the end. V'cheshben what? Comes before. First we have to don the v'cheshben, see exactly what you did, how bad is it, and then what? And then give you a psak, and then send you down the river, that a paddle. Let's pshat over here that what? That it says first what? First din, and then cheshben. So says the Medrash Shmuel, this pshat. The Medrash Shmuel says that what? That this is the mission of being machadish to this musig, that what? That if you might say you will judge somebody else, you will don somebody else, then that cheshben will what? Will come right back to you. If a person dons his friend, then a person will end up with that same din. What did Nasan Anavi say to David HaMelech? David HaMelech, what did he say about such a Maisa? Oh, Chayim? Okay, David, let me tell you. There's a guy by the name of David HaMelech who did the same. So here too, when a person dons, Havi dan is kol ha'odom lekaf schus, a person has to make sure they want, that he looks at somebody, Havi dan is kol ha'odom. A person has to be very careful how you judge anybody else, because the Maisa, it may come boomeranging back. And when I say boomeranging, I mamish mean boomerang. Why do I say that? Because the Maisa, the Maram. The Hilag HaMaral, when he speaks about the parsha of Edim Zemim, one of the famous parshas in the Torah, Torah says if you have two Edim that had something against their friend and they decide to give up psak, they decide to go to Beis Din and give false edus, and they testify to the fact that their friend is, let's say, Chayv Misa. Lamaisa, these two Edim are caught to be said Imanu Ayisem. These two Edim are what? Are told that what? Hey, how could you give edus that you were in New York City at the time? New York City was closed. You couldn't have flown into New York City. And we knew you what? We knew you were elsewhere. And if we know that you were elsewhere, how could you have flown into New York City? Ella, what's the vart? The vart is that now that you gave over that punishment, you know what's going to happen? Now you're going to boomerang and get that punishment back. Says the Maral, when a person has a machshava ra against somebody else, that machshava ra will boomerang back. Says the Maral, habidon niskol odom lekaf schus. When you judge, you better judge correctly. You better look into the Maisa, you better judge correctly and make sure that judgment is 100% and down the cop schools. Because if not, you know what's going to happen? Boomerang. Because we see from the Medrash Shmuel, the Mishnah, and Perek Gimel that what it's din v'cheshben. If you've already paskin, then that cheshben will end up by you. We said, oy lanu miyama din, oy lanu miyama techecha. That what? When a person paskins a din on his friend, oy bavoy, the techecha is going to come right back to you. So a person has to be super, super careful in this musig. And again, but when it comes to this Indian, we're saying that what? Sometimes people don't exactly have everything 100% clear. And we're making what assumptions, and we're judging, and we're not 1000% sure, because How do we know? Were you ever in his shoes? No. You can never be in his shoes. So therefore, how could you judge Bechlal? So therefore, when a person is judging his friend, you have to realize that there are a lot of factors that you don't know. So we said before, if a person has sfeikas, asay lecha rav, a rav will answer that. Knei lecha chaver, nothing's like a chaver that can help you say what? Say, why are you doing this? In this week's parsha, it says, by Nadav Aviv, that they what? That they went in, last week it actually says, and this week is after Maisa, they're about the Aaron HaKohen and the Vayidim Aaron, but the Maisa, these two parshas are the Musa Gavod of Nadav Aviv. And Nadav Aviv, it says that what? But Kodesh Baruch Hu b'sarach oisam, and the Baal HaTurim says that there are six things that they did wrong. I'm not going to mamash get into it now, but one of the six things that they did wrong is that what? Moshal Eitzel Zelazeh. It actually comes out that Nadav Aviv were not going in together. Nadav Aviv, each of them were going on their own, and they punklach ended up there at the same time. Very interesting. Nadav had this idea, Aviv had this idea, and they Nebuch, they met at the same time in the Kodesh Kodesh. Now, Lamaisa, before we even continue, we always have to mention that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron that they were greater than us. So you have to remember who Nadav Aviv were. And when they went into the Kodesh Kodashim, they went in there. Why? Because they wanted to bring an Eish to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had an Ava to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they were lacking the Musug of Yira a little bit, a whole shear within itself. But one of the, again, one of the taiches why, what the Aver that they did wrong was, is that they didn't ask each other an Eitzah. Now, what would it have helped? Nadav was doing it anyway. Aviv was doing it anyway. Abilamaisa, a person cannot, if a person is going to do an Aver, and he has what, something that he's going to gain out of it, Ein Adam Choyte, Elim Kein, Yeshle. A person will only do a chet if he has something out of it. If he has nothing out of it, why would he do a chet? The reason why we do a chet is because nichnas baruch shlus. It's a heart that's nichnas, and we want to get something out of it. But if I see my friend, if I see Nadav, that he's about to do something, I would be able to what? To look from the outside and say, Nadav, what are you doing? I am doing the same thing. Yeah, but I want to become close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm doing stuff. What are you doing? This is a zara. You can't bring this ashen to the Hakadosh. And then what? Nadav would be able to look back at Aviv and say, wait a second, you can't do this either. And they would have stopped, even though they were both there. So what we see is that what? A person does not see outside of him. Ein odem roya nigei atzma. Chazal say a person does not see his own iniquities. You cannot. Because why? Because asil harav. We already said that what? That a person has to make himself big. You have to make yourself that you're great. You have to remember that what? It's not devoid of the fact that you have to make yourself a rav, because a person has sfeikas. And sometimes we don't know. You always have to have somebody to be able to talk things out. If you have nobody to talk things out with, then what's going to happen? You're going to do things that you think are 100% right, and they may not be. This is all about what? Juggling what may be right, what not, what may not be right. We have sfeikas. Avidonis kalod makav schus is exactly that Muslim. It's exactly that Muslim. Person has to realize that there's so many other factors. How could you judge? You have to make sure that you judge correctly, because a person has other things that are going on. And therefore, a person has to be very, very careful. Ad kedekach, that we went even further and said that what would happen if you're not done with the kafschus? A person will end up with din v'cheshben, and a person will end up with oilan v'yamadin, or it can mamish end up treacherous. That's what we're coming to say. So the Maisa, when it comes to Elul, they always say that what? That this is one of the Mishnayos that the person has to learn Elul time. Because right before you come to judgment, the person has to realize that what? Dan lekafskos, what will happen? So the Gemara, they'll dan you minashamayim lekafskos. How does that work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the dynamis. The Maisa, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? If you did an action, and the action is, let's say, not so ayayay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like, yeah, but you know what kind of things he's going through? You know what he's up to? This is not a random Wednesday they did it. It was a Wednesday of Corona. It was a Wednesday when what? When he's been inside for the last 6 months. What do you expect? He's under pressure, under lachatz. So the Maisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not don that Maisa for a Maisa within itself. But Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you one. Look at the whole entire picture. Because that's what happens when we look at our friends at the whole entire picture. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's how we judge. Oh, in your world, that's how we judge. We look at the entire picture. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look also at the entire picture. And the Maisa, we said in the beginning that the Mefarshim are asking, what's the connection over here? So many say that what? Oh, Habidonas Kaladin Lakaf Schus, how are you going to do that? Now the Maisa, you're donning everyone Lakaf Schus, what's going to happen? You're going to think everyone's a tzaddik. No, I say Lacharab, Ukne Lachachaber, get the right people. That's how the Mishnah continues. And what? Don't be Mishabet or Rosha, and don't have a Shachin Ra. And what's called, and even if you think that what everything is the down the cup schools, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also give for runners, don't be so quick. Avila Maisa, it's really out of order, because many Mefarshim are explaining that what? Really, down the cup schools comes first. a person has to down the kapschus. And therefore, what's going to happen? Oyevavei, he's going to start thinking that what, everybody's a great tzaddik. And what's going to happen? He's going to end up in the next Mishnah. So therefore, what? I say lecha rav, get a rebbe. Kenei lecha chaver, find the right friends. But the mindset would be out of, it's really out of order. Avedanus kolodim and kapschus is at the end. But according to what I'm saying tonight, I think that that mamash, I think I have shot. I said, lecha rav, we were saying before that what rav is the musig of what a mistalik min asafik. The Mishnah says a Mishnah to Zion. I said, lecha rav, mistalik min asafik. Safik is amalek. Amalek creates sfeikus. And we're in a state of what, who knows, I don't know, my amuna, I'm losing things. So what does a person have to do? First, when he realizes that what, he doesn't always have things so 100% clear, he has to have to get somebody to what, to put him in the right place. Have that outside outlook on something and say, oh, maybe what I was thinking was not right. And I have somebody else that my Rebbe will tell them that's not 100%. And therefore, it's all about what? Donning and what? And realizing things. We said b'shem what? We said that another Rebbe, one of their Averas was what? Was Leishalu Eitzah Zelazet. You have to be able to, you're not always going to see Negei Atzmoy. And then, if you already have a Rav, and you already have a Chaver, then what? You already see the what? That every Rav, we said already that your Rav may not be the going. Everybody always has tainas. My Rebbe, he's what? He's not. He's doing the malach alekim tzvokos. Over, he has these problems. Chazal is only doing the malach alekim tzvokos. We're all human beings. But I say lecha rav, a person has to realize that even his Rebbe is not going to be perfect. He's going to be what? He's going to be somebody that you infuse with a koyach, and he's going to be able to help you. But lemaisa, he also may not be perfect. Knei lecha chaver, when you become very close to people, what? You know they're inside out. So you know that they're also not perfect. Once you realize that what, that even great people that are worth what, worth being mischaber to, have great milas, you're able to see further that what, that really everybody's got. Everyone has lechala pachas the pintle yid. Therefore, every person has a koyach. Every person has what is has tzikus inside of him. And therefore, aseh lecharav, knei lechachaber, navidonis kolodim lekapschus. These are what. It goes in order. Aseh lecharav means find the rebbe so you can get yourself away from suffering. Knei lechachaber, so what, you can be shalei tzazel azet. And then what? Then you're able to don everybody, because then you realize that what, you're not going to be in that predicament. You go to the next mission, you'll realize that what, that the mission is now what? Just speaking about the opposites. I say lecha rav, what's it saying? Don't go next to shachin ra. Knei lecha chaver, don't be mischaver l'rasha. Avidan es kolad mekapsos, realize that what, that I could just probably realize that you have to charge in the right way. But don't forget that what, sometimes the mindset does come. And that's the connection between these mishnayos. It's unbelievable. And it answers a very interesting question. The Parsha, when it comes to Parsha's Pinchas, when Pinchas does the Maisa, and he kills what? He kills a Nasi B'Yisrael, which is a Pela Otsu. And that's in the Parsha before Pinchas. Only the Parsha, in the next Parsha, does it say, what? Pinchas ben Elos, ben Arono, they did what? Eishiv is Chavasi. And then I wonder, he named Nasi Lord Brisi Shalom. Why is it broken up into two Parshas? One is the Mamash tail end of the Parsha before, and then Pinchas is, why is it broken up into two Parshas? The Maisa, there's an action, and then in the next Parsha, there's a Psa. The Maisa, the action looked terrible. Pinchas kills a Nasi B'Yisrael. What? It's not even a Mafur Shalacha. It's Karnoyim Pagimba. Not a Mafur Shalacha. Everyone would think, like, what is he doing? He's angry. He's a Kanoi. Shouldn't I? What is he doing? The Parsha afterwards. After a while, we can sit and watch and we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. You have to be careful. When you see an action, how to judge an action. It has to be a psik in between. Don't judge so fast. The person should realize that what everybody has. Grace of tzikos. Asel l'charav. Every person should realize that he has himself a rab. A person has himself what? Godless. And therefore, every person really is amazing. Therefore, we have to what? We need a rab sometimes to put us in the right there. So make sure we have their eitzos teiros. I want to thank the Olam for joining me in this small series that we had on Pirkei Avos. Amir Tzashem, we're going to start on Monday. Learning together. It looks like Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak. I am super excited. Everybody's invited. Friends, brothers, cousins, aunts and uncles. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to start from the fourth parak on Monday. I hope to continue with Siyat Nishmaya because I really enjoy giving on Avos. But seriously, it takes, I'm not going to tell you how many hours a day for me to prepare this. And I really hope to continue, but we'll see. Not in the same, obviously not in the same amount because we have now Rosh Hashanah to put our heads into and this mine is starting. So we have to be very shy. Mitzvah Hashem, everyone should have a gezal b'chodesh. It should be what? It should be an amazing year. Is a chodesh ani Hashem b'refecha. There should be refuah shleimas. Everyone should have what? Koiches chilat zatzomos. Everyone should have gura over themselves. So we should be able to what? To grow out of this. And like Rabbi Santa said, we should become the what? The ones that took over this COVID and made a kiddush Hashem in this thing. We mamish learned kimat coast to coast. from what? From when the Olam left till now. It's been unbelievable. We've learned on a Ramah, not Stam. And a Mitzvah, we'll take it into this man. We'll start this man like this.